Three of the orange lobsters were spotted at Price Chopper locations in Binghamton, Guilderland, and Middletown in Orange County. Then came reports from the Price Chopper in Glens Falls Tuesday morning of another two. All are live, in tanks, and will be transported to regional aquariums and a zoo after July 4th. In the meantime, as Price Chopper's Mona Golub describes, a trip to a few supermarkets has turned into more than just a shopping outing.
We've promised people that they will stay in the stores and not be sold, but be there for viewing. They're not doing interviews, but the lobsters have made themselves available for video.
She says no one at Price Chopper has any recollection of ever having come across a rare colored lobster until this first week of July.
We get fresh deliveries of seafood daily. And an extra big delivery for the July 4th holiday, or as the July 4th holiday comes about. And our seafood managers reached back to our seafood office and said, we've got something interesting to tell you about. And that's how it began. It was one phone call, and then a second, and then a third, and this morning a fourth. So it's been a pretty exciting couple of days in a way that we at Price Chopper had not expected it to be.
So how rare is this genetic color mutation?
It's in the millions, one in 10, one in 20 million.
That's Dr. Michael Telesti, director of research at the New England Aquarium in Boston.
The interesting thing about these five orange lobsters in New York is that there's a simultaneous report of 35 orange lobsters up in Nova Scotia. And so there's, I would say, more than a high probability that these lobsters are somehow related.
Price Chopper's Golub confirms that the lobsters are, in fact, Canadian. David Lee is a saltwater aquarist at the Mystic Aquarium in Mystic, Connecticut.
Well, I was pretty shocked to hear that there was five in one location. We've seen multiple ones on separate occasions, but it's pretty rare to see that many all in one location.
And by one location, he means in one general place, given the five lobsters originated from the same supplier. As Golub mentioned, the pardoned lobsters will soon be off to a life of educating the public. The orange lobster in Middletown will reside at the Maritime Aquarium at Norwalk in Connecticut. The two from Binghamton and Guilderland will have a new home at the Rosamond Gifford Zoo in Syracuse. And the two from Glens Falls, as a result of connections made via the reporting of this story, will end up at Mystic Aquarium. Again, here's Mystic Aquarium's David Lee.
We're always interested in taking on interesting specimens like this where we can show and educate the public about how and why it happens.
Orange is not the only rare color for a lobster. There is blue, calico, and the rarest, white or albino. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.